It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, August 14th, 2017. It's the birthday of American gambler and gunfighter John Henry Holliday, born in Griffin, Georgia in 1851. A good friend of Wyatt Earp, he is best known for his role as a temporary deputy marshal in the events surrounding the gunfight at the OK Corral. At age 21, Holliday earned a degree in dentistry from the Pennsylvania College of Dental Surgery. He also earned the nickname Doc, which followed him throughout his life. He set up a practice in Atlanta, but was soon diagnosed with tuberculosis, the same disease that had claimed his mother when he was 15. Hoping the climate in the American Southwest would ease his symptoms, he moved there and became a gambler, a reputable profession in Arizona in those days. Over the next few years, he reportedly had several confrontations. While in Texas, he saved Wyatt Earp's life and they became friends. In 1880, he joined Earp in Las Vegas, New Mexico, and then rode with him first to Prescott, Arizona, and then to Tombstone, where local outlaw cowboys repeatedly threatened him and spread rumors that he had robbed a stagecoach. On October 26, 1881, Holliday was deputized by Tombstone City Marshal Virgil Earp, Wyatt's brother, and the two of them attempted to disarm five cowboys, which resulted in the gunfight at the OK Corral. Following the legendary Tombstone shootout, Virgil Earp was maimed by hidden assailants, and Morgan Earp, another brother, was murdered. Unable to obtain justice in the courts, Wyatt Earp took matters into his own hands. As the recently appointed deputy marshal, Earp formally deputized Holliday, among others. As a federal posse, they pursued the outlaw cowboys they believed were responsible. They found Frank Stillwell lying in wait as Virgil boarded a train for California and killed him. The local sheriff issued a warrant for the arrest of five members of the posse, including Holliday. The federal posse killed three others during late March and early April 1882 before they rode to the New Mexico Territory. Wyatt Earp learned of an extradition request for Holliday and arranged for Colorado Governor Frederick Pitkin to deny Holliday's repatriation. Holliday spent the few remaining years of his life in Colorado and died of tuberculosis in his bed at the Glenwood Springs Hotel at age 36. His colorful life and character have been depicted in many books and portrayed by well-known actors in numerous movies and television series. Since his death, researchers have concluded that, contrary to popular myth-making, Holliday actually killed only one or two men. He is buried in Linwood Cemetery overlooking Glenwood Springs. There is no doubt of that, despite the possibility that in November, and at an altitude of nearly 6,000 feet, the ground may have been frozen and his burial delayed for some time. A handsome monument is erected there in his memory, but the exact location of his grave is uncertain. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 14th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.